Earlier this month, City of Waterloo Council passed a bylaw amendment limiting short-term rental licensing in low-rise buildings to the owner's principal residence. Dorothy McCabe is the mayor of Waterloo and voted in favor of the amendment.
Basically, the changes is that if you want to operate and make some additional income through short-term rentals, you have to be the owner and live within the principal residence. We have had a number of concerns raised from people in a variety of residential neighborhoods, of people who have taken a single family home and, you know, they Airbnb it or Vrbo, and, you know, and there's been challenges. Sometimes the rentals are great, sometimes the rentals are not great. So we've heard a number of complaints and concerns about that. So it was a number of months ago that staff did start to look into this and reported back on it. And part of it's driven because of the, you know, the ongoing challenge with finding affordable rentals and affordable housing. So we were also concerned that about the number of homes that were being potentially taken off the market and used for these short-term Airbnb or Vrbo rentals rather than, you know, actual housing stock.
McCabe said that separate units within a landowner's residence, such as a basement apartment with a separate entrance, are acceptable under the new amendment. The bylaw amendment is in effect for 2 years so that staff can do more research into short-term rentals in the city. McCabe estimates that the amendment will put approximately 100 units onto the long-term market, either as rentals or for sale. McCabe says that staff conducted engagement sessions with community members, including about 40 short-term rental operators. In the City of Waterloo's staff report, short-term rental operators were noted as debating against principal residence requirements and preferred a tiered licensing framework.
We know that short-term rentals are a way for some people to provide supplementary income for property owners. In some cases, it can support tourism. But again, we do want to, this is really about trying to strike the balance so that people who live in a neighborhood are not adversely affected by the rental of someone's property.
The penalty for going against the bylaw amendment will be a fine of $400 for a first offense and $800 for the next offense. Radio Waterloo spoke with Kristen Vandergeld, manager of licensing for the City of Kitchener, to see if Kitchener's staff and council are considering a similar move.
Yes. So as part of the city's Housing for All strategy, staff were directed to look at the impact of various shared accommodations. So short-term rentals play a unique role in our housing market and provide transitional housing outside of regular hotel-style housing and provide some flexibility for people. So we were directed into looking at how these properties impact the community and to report back to council on options to pursue licensing. There is concern that short-term rentals can impact the long-term availability of long-term rental housing in the city. But respondents are supportive in that if short-term rentals are existing in the community, there is a support to have them licensed so that we can monitor the impact and ensure consumer protection and safety standards.
For Radio Waterloo, CKMS 102.7, and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Leah Gerber.